Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Pod for episode 143. Another week. How is everybody? It's great to be back with, of course, my bestie Est. Welcome back to the pod. What's been going on?
Thanks. Yeah, excited to be here. What's been going on? We've been in Auckland for a really cool trip. I'll let Liz talk all about her race soon, but she smashed it. Yeah, we just had a really cool time. Went to Waiheke. Rach from Manly came over, and then Grace from Christchurch, the physio, also came up. So we went to Waiheke, which was awesome. Did some olive oil tasting, wine tasting, and the zip lines there, which were really fun. And then had the Femi shakeout on the Friday, which was awesome to see so many women who were getting ready to race the Auckland Marathon. And then, yeah, just was supporting on Sunday, so supporting all the queens racing and, or, you know, running. Some of them weren't racing. And, yeah, it was awesome to see so many people out there running. We were blessed with, like, blue skies and stuff, which was unreal. And then Grace also, this was not planned, but, you know, she has been helping me with everything. So it worked out that she also assessed my scar, which was really cool. She was so excited. She's literally messaging me before, can't wait to assess your scar. So she was looking forward to it, and then I was looking forward to it. And then she said, yeah, my scar's really good and it's a bit tight, so I've got to do some scar massage. But she tested my core and stuff, so did lots of core strength tests and passed them all. So she said, yeah, core strength is good. And then it was so cool to be given the all clear to go for a run and be there with, yeah, Liz, Rach and Grace. So we all quickly got our gear on and headed down to, like, Milford Beach, the beautiful path along there, and did 7 by a minute running, a minute walking. And yeah, it honestly felt really good. Like, my core didn't feel weird or weak or anything. So yeah, that was a really cool moment. And since then I've done three runs, including that run. And then tomorrow I get to go up to 2 minutes of running, 1 minute of walking. So yeah, I'm on the comeback very slowly and I'm excited. It'll be really cool. But yeah, it was so cool to support and cheer as well on the Sunday and see so many people. We had some really cool signs and yeah, everyone loved them. All the queens running were like screaming or like cheering and stuff, which was really cute. But yeah, that's mainly what I've been up to. I'm back in Raglan now, back into a bit of a routine at home, which is nice. And then yeah, just keep building and running. I'm just going to enjoy a day, like no pressure whatsoever. I just want to be running. I literally have a little Casio watch that I'm using, so I'm not tracking anything or looking at anything. I don't think I will. I don't know if I ever will again. But yeah, super cool just to be back doing it and back running. So that's it from me. What about you, Liddy? Tell everyone your amazing results and what you've been up to.
Well, firstly, it was cool to be back running with you. It was so exciting. It was like a real moment to get us all out to do your run walking along Milford. That was just so special to see you moving the body and just getting those endorphins back from running again was so fun. But yeah, shout out to all of our Femi community in Auckland. It was so epic to come and see you all and do the shakeout run with you. And the energy there was so epic. And yeah, it's been funny seeing the signs do the tour around all the races. We had our big signs at the Sydney Marathon, then they popped up at Melbourne Marathon, and then obviously at Auckland. So it's nice to kind of have the Femi voice out on course, and we see so many women kind of see our core messages at Femi and just get so excited. It's like, I don't know, these women feel like they've never been heard or seen before, and you see them just light up when they see our messaging that, you know, women were made to marathon and women were made for the long run. Just, yeah, being acknowledged goes such a long way. So thanks to everybody who got amongst the community events and then gave us your energy on race day as well. But yeah, I was part of the 11K traverse at Auckland, which is such a funny distance. I think everyone kind of questions why is it 11K, but in Auckland, running across the Harbour Bridge isn't something you can do every day. They don't actually have a walking bridge. So it's a really special moment of the year that people can actually run across the bridge. But in order to run across the bridge and get finish in the city where the finish line is, you have to run 11K and not 10K because there's just no place to do the start line at 10K. So 11K was kind of fun. I liked it because it wasn't a distance that I'd ever raced before. So there's no like specific time goal. Of course, I like had some hopes around paces that I wanted to run, but I went into it with a pretty open mind. I actually had spent the last few weeks quite sick or just like a really bad cough, which I think I picked up when I was in Melbourne from all the pollen, and never had hay fever in my life, but I feel like I had really bad hay fever for a couple of weeks. And yeah, so I went into the 11K race pretty underslept and not feeling my best. So I don't know, in a way it was kind of good because I didn't really have expectation of how I was going to go, and I was just like wanting to be there and to participate. And it was like such a beautiful day weather-wise as well, so it was just like good energy at the start line. And anyway, I ended up running and winning the race, which was incredible. It was nice to win a race because I haven't done that in a very long time. My time was definitely not something that I'm like going to shout about. It's not something I'm like incredibly proud of, but I'm stoked to just be out there and be part of it. And I think it's a good benchmark of like where I can go. I think what I haven't talked heaps about, but when I finished Sydney Marathon and pulled out at 28Ks, that's almost probably like 10 weeks, to be honest. I just haven't like come back from that. I still feel like incredibly burnt out and worn down, and I just can't quite get back into the like routine of running from like an energy perspective. So I haven't run a heap since then, and I've just kind of been trying to enjoy just going outside, whether I'm just going to run a few Ks or if I feel good, maybe I'll get up to like 15. I think I've done a couple of like 20Kers, but like nothing crazy. So I also went into the race a little undercooked from like a fitness perspective, but I am trying to be patient with myself. I think burnout is a hard one because you can't really put a time frame on it, and you can't really just do a test and say, oh, this is wrong with you now, just go and take this medicine or take these supplements and you'll be fine. It's very much like a waiting game, and that's hard because I'm not an incredibly patient person. And like, I just love running, but I don't love it when I feel like crap. So I am trying to like just give myself the time to like feel better again. And I've been running with friends recently, and that's been a really nice way to just enjoy it and, yeah, not get too consumed by like the data and the numbers and how much mileage I'm running a week or anything like that. So I don't really have any other races planned, and I don't have any specific goal that I want to work towards. But obviously, coming into the end of the year, I do think a lot of people are probably in a similar position, like racing. Big races anyway are more so like middle of the year. There's obviously been quite a few in Australia, like in New Zealand over the last couple of months. There's some big races. Queenstown Marathon is coming up. And then there kind of seems to be like a month or two period of time where there aren't too many races on. So people tend to take a bit of a backseat when it comes to like setting goals or at least working towards goals. So we thought we could chat a little bit about how you can keep motivated when you don't have a goal or a race in the calendar, because running to us is something that we should be able to do at all times of the year, and consistency in training is really important, whether you're training towards a race that's going to be in 12 weeks or a race that's in 6 months or a race that's in 3 years. Like, getting that consistency is really important to be able to build your fitness over time. But without having that specific goal in like a proximity that feels far away enough to have a specific plan for it, it can be kind of confusing as to what you should be doing at the time. But what I don't like to see as a coach is people who set their goal as one race throughout the year. They just do that 12-week training journey towards that race, and then they don't run again for another 9 months. I won't name names, but my husband is very guilty of that. But yeah, it's hard.
I won't name names, but my husband.
Yeah. Not naming any names, James, but my husband is very guilty of that. But no, I think it's because we love running, and like we know what running can bring away from just results and seeing yourself smash PBs and break finish lines. And there is so much more that running can give you than just the performance aspect. So how can we kind of still run and still make progress? Maybe it's like mental progress and we're literally just running for our mental health, but how can we still go and back up training time and time again, even if we're not running towards a race? So, Est, I'm sure you have plenty to say about this because you haven't necessarily had specific race goals in your calendar over the last year or so. But kind of how do you approach that when it comes to like keeping yourself motivated, but then also knowing what you should be doing along that journey?
It's a great question. I feel like I'm still learning, but I think my recent experience has helped solidify my own thoughts about like running and like what I want to achieve from it in the future or what I get from it. But I think I just want to acknowledge that I also got this wrong recently, like as in when I was coming back from my Achilles, I got consumed by like the data and like seeing my progress, and like I was sharing a lot of my runs and like my paces and stuff. So I was like trying to make my paces faster. Like it's the same old story. I still struggle with it, but like I think what I've just been through, and wanting to connect more with nature and like get back to like what running really meant to me when I was like a, you know, like a 5-year-old gal or a 12-year-old gal or something. It was literally just like get outside, move my body, get my heart rate up, enjoy nature. Like, I think for me, ongoing, that's what I'm going to be focusing on. So, like, I'm still, so in saying all of that, I really want this next chapter for me, which I don't have a race goal plan, I don't have anything set in the future, to be about enjoyment, whilst obviously still, you know, pushing myself and seeing what my body's capable of, but more so from that angle rather than like, what are my paces? Am I hitting this pace? Like, is my heart rate this? Like, I just don't want to get consumed by that. And I think, so what I've learned from this experience is like looking at myself and like, what are the things that I normally do when I come back or I don't have a race on? Like, I've seemed to become kind of obsessed with those things. So I'm going to take a real big step back. And I think if you're someone that also feels that same way and you've just finished a race and maybe you got a little bit data fatigued because you were watching your watch all the time and stuff, like if you're taking a break now, but you want to keep training and you want to keep consistent and definitely see progress, which I do want to see that, but I don't want to take away from like what running actually is to me and what it means to me. Then I would suggest, yeah, taking a break from like your watch or things like that, and just definitely still follow a plan and stay consistent. But you don't need to time everything to a T and see all this data if it's making you feel a certain way. So yeah, that's kind of for me what I'm going to be doing. I'm not going to be looking at my heart rate because I know it's going to be higher than what it was in the past, like. I'm not going to be looking at my pace because it's going to take a long time to even consider that pace to be what it used to be, kind of thing. So I'm just going to follow a Femi plan. I'm currently following the 5K plan. I'm just going to get build up to running 5Ks, and then I will probably continue to stay off the data and just run for fun, but continue to follow a plan. I really want to do a lot more like hill running and trail running. So my next focus might be, you know, the hill get stronger on hills plan or something like that. But yeah, so for me, like to stay consistent, to keep the joy there, those are what I want. Those are the things I want to focus on for this next sort of like 6 months or so, because I know it's going to be, you know, it's going to take time to get through what's just happened and get my body back to running, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days a week versus just 3 at the moment. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important, particularly for those people who are coming back from like an injury or an illness or potentially had a baby. Like, you just have to be so patient, but you also have to find what lights you up and get what gets you excited, without putting too much pressure on yourself, because patience is so key. Your body takes so long to get conditioned to the act of running, and if you come into it too hot and heavy, you're obviously going to get injured. potentially will find it really difficult and won't enjoy it. And then what's the point of doing it anyway? So I think everything you said is definitely important for people who are coming back from time off. And then I think for people who potentially have like done heaps of racing this year, and maybe you've done a few halves, or even I know a lot of people have done a lot of marathons this year, which is not something I would recommend, but we love seeing people who get FOMO and just enter every marathon. But now you're at a period of time where there aren't any races in the calendar, and you do need to utilize this time to let the body recover. And I know that can be really hard. Like, I'm speaking from personal experience, taking time off from training is so hard as someone who's just like constantly always on the grind. So like taking a back seat, not saying to completely stop, but like shifting your focus from I have to run certain miles or reach certain paces each week to I just want to run consistently to keep my base at a place that's somewhat stable for me then to like hit go again when it does matter, when my next marathon is next year and 12 weeks out. So I think that's really important. I think I've seen so many athletes go wrong in that specific scenario because they want to keep doing what they were doing when they were training for a race. So they feel the pressure to run the same miles or paces that they did for that particular race, or are just so addicted to it and they just can't stop doing it. And then they just end up doing way too much and don't let their bodies recover from the training that they've done and the race that they've done. And they don't let themselves prime their body for the training that's to come as well, if that makes sense. So I think following a plan, no matter what, is so important. So like following a plan, if you're training for a race, obviously we all know that is the best thing that you can do for your running. But following a plan, even when you're not training for a race, is so crucial to make sure that you are doing enough, but not doing too much. And I think that's what we have always believed in at FEMI, is like providing every body, no matter what your focus, which at FEMI is your goal, what your focus is, like we have a plan for you. So at FEMI in our training programs, this is just totally a shameless plug, but in our basic training programs, which are all completely free to everybody, you can get a cultivating consistency plan, which is all about just exactly what it says. It's all about getting consistency in your program without giving you too much intensity. There's a recover plan, which is what we tend to give people when they're recovering from a specific race. There's a build your base plan. So that plan does progress over the time, but it's not going to progress you to the intensity that a race plan would progress you. And it's not race specific. So you can build your base. It's something that I would do, say, if I'm between 25 and 16 weeks out from a marathon, then doing that, building your base plan is like perfect as like a buffer between different races. And then there's a learn to love running program, which is like a walk running program for people who maybe are coming back from injury, but also for people who've never run before and want to start running. So those plans are all specific to you. It's all personalized to you. And I think having that guidance and that structure is like just, it's crucial. I mean, even for me as a coach of 15 years, all the experience and all the knowledge I have, I still want to have something to follow because I don't want to like, I still have that little voice in my head being like, are you doing enough? Are you doing enough? You need to do more. It's a good way to like pull me back and be like, it's okay. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing at this time. And you should be proud of that and like still feel reward from doing that work, even though it might not be anywhere near what I would usually do if I was training towards a race. So I think that's really important and very much a shameless plug, but we would say our programs are the best. And it's like if you're getting to the end of the year and you have just run a marathon, do the recovery plan. And then if you're not planning another race for another 6 months, then look at those programs and figure out which one works exactly for you. And it will get you through summer, you know? Like it's so nice, particularly over summer. I feel like when we're all traveling and we all have like lots of things on, lots of exciting events and Christmas parties and whatnot, it's nice to still have a program to keep you accountable when there is a lot of festivities happening too.
That's so true. Yeah, that's so true. And I think that's important to note, like you might be going on a trip where you're going to be doing like lots of hiking or something like that. Like, and considering that to be part of your training. I guess that's a mindset shift that I've had recently. I used to like not think that like going on a big hike was like a run. And so if I had a run that day, I'd have to do the run before the big hike, you know? And the hike's like 3 hours or something. I'm like, that is ridiculous. What are you doing? So like, yeah, if you're feeling fatigued from running as well, like swapping out stuff, you know, like that's totally fine. Like if you're going to be traveling and you're going for a bike one day, like switch that out for a run, or like a hike, switch that out for your long run or something that's in Femi. So just like keeping it fun, doing what feels right for you, but then also trying not to lose all that amazing conditioning that you've built over time. Because like Glyd says all the time, we say running is hard on the body. And like if you do like this huge build for a race, and then you suddenly just stop entirely, I guess you can lose a lot of that conditioning. So it's really important to try to keep running a little bit, keep it going, but then have fun with it as well. And that's really important for your mind as well, because a lot of us are probably really, you know, we push ourselves quite hard. We follow the program to a T. I know there'll be some A-type personalities listening to this who are like, every single run has to be done, it has to be green. Maybe it's time to like relax a little bit over the holidays while staying somewhat consistent, and then doing things that you really enjoy. So, yeah, find what's right for you. Everyone's so different. But I think it's important to acknowledge that we may be doing a lot more activity, as we have time off than we would in other days. So, just keeping that in mind as well.
Definitely. And I'm sure there'll be lots of group running sessions across summer as well. So, like, finding your communities and running with them as well is a great way to just like keep yourself ticking over when there aren't anything that's like specific in the plan. Like, and I don't know, like, for me at the moment, because I'm struggling so bad with burnout and not necessarily enjoying running, yeah, finding people to run with is just like such a nice way to still get the training in and not be, you know, when you're running with a group, you don't really think about the fact that you're running, which is nice. And so it's just nice to kind of get the K's under the belt. Yeah, I ran with some friends this morning and it was just like a leisurely pace and it was really nice. And if I'd done that pace by myself, I probably would be like, oh, why did I, you know, run that pace? But like doing it with your friends, you're just like, well, my win from that was like to catch up with my mates and I still got to run in, and that's cool. So just trying to be a bit kinder to yourself. Yesterday, I like almost, I started my run and I reckon I was like 2Ks into it and I was like, fuck this, I feel like crap. I'm just gonna walk home. And then I was like jogging slowly and then I bumped into my friend and then we ended up running like another, I don't know, maybe 10 Ks together or something. And I was like, well, she saved me because I was so close to just walking home. So yeah, you gotta find those little wins and celebrate them. And just like right now, my goal is not to reach PBs and run the fastest that I've ever run and just try and like get all this like super intense training. And like my focus is to just like enjoy running and get that joy back for it and feel good doing it. So whatever I need to do to get there is like really what my plan is for the next month at least.
Love that. Proud of you, Liz. Proud of you for pulling back and like listening to your body. You are doing so well, and it will get better. You know, you just have to be super patient. And I shall also take that patience with me in my return to running, because I know it's going to be slow. And I did have to talk to Grace about this because, you know, I have had the Achilles issues in the past, and yeah, there's a chance that it will probably flare, because I've had nearly 4 months off running, and starting again, there's a chance that it will flare. So just being prepared for that mentally, and just be patient with your body, because it takes so long. And unfortunately, there's no quick fixes coming back from feeling burnt out or from having, you know, a long time off running. So take it easy, be kind to yourself, and do fun stuff. But yeah. Enjoy running for what it is. Get outside and enjoy, yeah, the sun and the mountains and the hills, and run with your friends like you did, Liz. I love that. You found someone and then you ran another 10Ks. Like, that's amazing.
Such a win, definitely. So go ahead and set up your focuses in the app if you haven't already. We would love to hear from you and hear what focuses you're setting up and what's exciting you about the training. Because, yeah, it's still really nice to be able to get the green ticks in Femi as you do your runs each week. And yeah, Would love to hear from you all. So let us know. I also would love to hear what races everyone is thinking about doing next year. What are the 2026 races on the calendar? We have some very exciting things, I will say, coming into the app very soon. So you've got to stay tuned on that. But hopefully that will help more of you work towards some of those races for 2026. But yeah, we'd love to hear kind of what everyone's signing up to for the next year, because there's plenty in the calendar. And I know with races selling out like so far in advance, people have to be organized and planned ahead. So slide into our DMs, comment if you're listening to this in the app, comment underneath with what races you're doing. We might try and show up because we have been doing a bit of a race tour this year, and the more we can spread the Femi vibes, the better. So let us know where you'll be.
Yeah, we'll be there with our big signs.
Okay, wow. I think that's it for us today. So thank you so much for tuning in. We would love to hear from you. So get in touch with us at femi.co. But we will be back in your ears next week with some more goodies.
Thanks.
Bye.